Britons shook up their local governments yesterday. In elections held across the country, Prime Minister Tony Blair's Labour Party took a beating. Labour came in third yesterday. The opposition Conservatives and another party, the Liberal Democrats, won larger percentages of the vote. Many commentators and even members of Blair's government say voters are sending an angry message about Blair's support for the war in Iraq. Joining us to talk about the elections is John Rentoul. He's chief political columnist for the Sunday Independent newspaper in London. John, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So could you parse out the results for us? What happened in the elections?
Well, as you say, it was a very bad result for Labour, one of the worst in living memory, in fact. Although most of the time for the past 7 years they've been in government and they've been reasonably popular. But since the Iraq War, that's taken a bit of a beating. And this, you know, this was a big collection of different elections at different levels for local government in England, Wales, and Scotland, and there was also a big election for the mayor of London.
Well, beyond Iraq, I imagine there's something akin to exit polls there in London and in Britain, and I'm wondering what voters were saying about Blair. Why were they upset with him?
Well, he's been in power for a long time. I mean, he's been in power for 7 years, and you know, voters get pretty tired of seeing the same old face, you know, on the television screens every night. But, you know, I mean, Tony Blair was a very, very popular politician, and he started from a very high base. You know, he's won two general elections very comfortably with huge, unprecedented margins. And, you know, even after, you know, this week's heavy kicking from the electorate, he looks like he'll win a third election quite comfortably. And that'll be a historic achievement for him. So, you know, he may be less popular than he was, but these things are only relative. And, you know, I think he will recover by this time next year.
And despite the fact that the Labour Party took a pummeling in this election, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a cloud on the horizon for national elections for Blair next year.
No, I mean, there's been a lot of fevered speculation about Tony Blair's position as leader of his party and as Prime Minister. A lot of suggestions that he might stand down in favour of his Chancellor, Gordon Brown, who is less identified with the war in Iraq. But so far, most of the voices calling for that to happen come from the usual suspects on the left of the Labour Party, and that's not really where the pressure comes from. You know, it's only if Tony Blair becomes a liability to his own party with centre-ground voters, where he's been phenomenally successful over the past two general elections. It's only if that magic stops working that his position will be under threat, and I don't see that happening for some years yet.
John, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
John Rentoul is chief political columnist for the Sunday Independent newspaper in London.